Browser window. 01 underline intro to Office 365-2016-objectives.html.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan with the training department at Freedom Scientific, and we're going to go ahead and start now with the lesson 4, the introduction to Microsoft Word 2016, and this is lesson 1. The next lesson will be on Thursday of this week, and then if I'm not mistaken, the one after that is going to also be the following Thursday. Let's see if I grab my calendar here. So Thursday the 10th will be lesson 2, and Thursday the 17th would be lesson 3. And let's see, I just want to get logged in on my other computer here. So, and when we talk about Word and Office 2016, those of you who are familiar with our training department realize probably that we did a free training not too long ago on the introduction to Office 365 and Office 2016. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, then I think you'll enjoy listening to it. There is a link on the training and certification page for that. So I'm just looking here for my notes to get one other thing going, and then we'll get it going. Sorry for the delay. I should have already had this. All right, so in the objectives for today's lesson, what we want to talk about, set this other one over here, silence. Are the differences between the standalone desktop versions of Word 2016 and the desktop versions of Word 2016 that are installed using Office 365, and that would be the subscription to Office 365. We'll also look quite a bit, of course, at the ribbons and the ribbon groups, and some of the commonly used navigation keystrokes, how to determine what version of Word you've got, how to quickly change the default template for point and font size, creating, retrieving, and saving documents, spell check, grammar check, and some JAWS navigation quick keys in Word. I did spend a lot of time on Word in the introduction to Office 365/2016, so if some of this is a repeated thing, hopefully it's just going to help you to grasp it a little bit better or learn it a little bit better if necessary. So I'm going to push out the next page here.
Next page link. Document. Document. Page has 14 headings and 5 links. Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016-Lesson 1.
Okay, so I stopped the screen reader from reading right there. And in this document here in your browser area, there's a link that says open the documentation in a new browser window. For those of you who are participating with us live and this is your first time, if you don't have the documentation, which I didn't send it out, you could tab to that link.
Open the documentation in a new browser window opens in a new window link.
And press enter to open the documentation outside of the training room.
New browser window. Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016-Lesson 1-Internet Explorer. Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016-Lesson 1. Open the documentation in a page. Shift windows left arrow. Windows up arrow.
And I'm going to go ahead and start sharing the screen too. I forgot to do that earlier.
Administration.
So let me get that
administration
going.
Menu. Menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator. Setting up. Please wait. Dialog.
So
pause
screen
button.
Sharing is going to take place where the documentation is right now. And of course, that area of the browser window, for those of you who are participating live, can be reached by pressing F6. But of course, while my screen is being shared, it's just a picture, so you won't be able to use JAWS there. If you're interested in typing a question, you can type function key F8 to go to the chat entry area.
F8.
If I get back in the program,
4%.
That is.
Freedom Scientific. Chat text entry colon edit.
And you can type some text there, like I just typed the word hello. And when you press enter, it pushes it out. You can reach the chat history area if you're joining us live by pressing F9. The browser window is F6, and the tree view for participants is F7. You can go up and down the tree and see who's in the classroom with you. For those of you who are participating in the archive, of course, you're just going to be watching and listening to this in an MP4 or a Flash Player type format. And you'll have a pause button and a rewind and a fast forward button. You'll also have access to see the chat history, but you won't be able to enter anything because it won't be live, obviously. So I've got my notes up here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open up Microsoft Word on my computer. I have a hotkey to do that.
Alt Control W. Microsoft Word document, normal. Document 1, normal style.
And so I like to go through and just describe some of the different aspects of the screen and how the screen is laid out in every class for each program. So the top line of the screen, actually on the far left-hand side, has the Quick Access Toolbar, which we abbreviate QAT, and a lot of people just call it CAT for short. So on my computer, the CAT has the, looks like the minimize and the restore button. Sorry. Looks like an undo button and a redo button and a save button. And then there's a button for also adding other items to the CAT. So to move to the top line of the screen, over on the left-hand side is the Quick Access Toolbar. In the middle of the screen is the name of the document, which would be Document 1 in my case, Document 1 hyphen Word. And over on the right-hand side of the screen are the minimize and restore and close buttons, and a couple of other controls over there as well. To move to the top line, I'm just going to press the Alt key by itself.
Upper ribbon, group box, home tab.
And that puts focus on the home tab if you've not been to any of the other tabs at that point. And from there, you can just press up arrow.
Leaving menu bar, document 1-word, pane, can't repeat button unavailable.
So I heard it say can't repeat button unavailable. It's kind of hard to see that. It's visually a very light blue on a dark blue background, so it's kind of hard to see even if you can see the screen. I'll press left arrow.
Can't undo split button unavailable.
And there's a can't undo split button. So the redo and the undo buttons are not available because I haven't really done anything that I could redo or undo. To the left of that,
save button,
is the save button. And so if I go back and press left arrow again,
menu, ribbon display options submenu.
That goes over to the right-hand side of the screen. So I'm going to press right arrow to come back.
Leaving menus. Save button.
Save button.
Can't undo split button unavailable.
Can't undo.
Can't repeat button unavailable.
Can't repeat. And then just to the right of that.
Menu. Customize toolbar submenu.
Is the customize toolbar button. And if you press spacebar on that.
New.
You'll find a context menu that drops down that has things like new and open. Save is checked, and then email is not there, quick print, spelling and grammar, draw a table, and some other things, more commands are available. Those are some of the things that you can quickly add to the Quick Access Toolbar if you want to. You can also do it inside the File tab of the ribbon, going into the Backstage view and looking at the Quick Access Toolbar there as well. For now, I'm just going to press Escape to get out of the Quick Access Toolbar.
Escape.
And I will mention just how to access the Quick Access Toolbar just quickly. The first button on the toolbar in this case is the Save button, so to access it, I would press first the Alt key and then let go of it, and then press the number 1 corresponding to the first button on the cat. If I wanted to access button 2, in this case the undo button, I guess it's not available. It would be Alt first and then again let go, because you don't want to press Alt 1 and then Alt 2 together, because we have different scripts for those. So we press Alt, let go, and then press the number 2 to activate the second button on your cat. These buttons can be changed, deleted. You can re-add them at any time, and you can put the ones that you use up there the most often. And that's a very nice feature for Microsoft Word and also Office in general. To the right of the Quick Access toolbar, as I mentioned, is the title of the document, and to the right of that are some other controls. And some of those controls, if I press right arrow, I think I got out of the cat. Let me press the Alt key by itself again.
Upper ribbon, group box,
yep.
Home tab.
And then press up arrow to go to the top line.
Leaving menu bar, pane, can't repeat button unavailable.
So I'll go to the right of that.
Menu, customize toolbar submenu.
Customize toolbar.
Dan Clark submenu.
Now this is over on the right hand side, and that is a link or a button to my account. Of course it says Dan Clark. It gives you the ability to change your photograph and access your account, do different things there. If I press right arrow,
ribbon display options submenu.
There's one that says ribbon display options submenu. And inside of it, if you were to open it, has a context menu that shows the three choices: auto hide the ribbon,
auto dash hide ribbon,
show tabs,
show tabs,
and then show tabs and commands.
Show tabs and commands checked.
For screen reading purposes, you want to leave it set to show tabs and commands, and it said that it was checked.
Show tabs.
If I down arrow to it again,
show tabs and commands checked.
It says that it's checked. If you have the auto hide ribbon set or just show tabs only, then I think you're going to have some sporadic and not as good a results with the screen reader. So you want to keep show tabs and commands as the option there. I'm going to press escape to get out of that.
Escape. Leaving menus. Ribbon. Menu. Ribbon display options submenu.
And I'll press right arrow again.
Leaving menus. Save button.
And then I heard it say save button. Back on the left-hand side is where the cat is again.
Can't undo split button unavailable.
And can't undo and so on. So I'll just press escape to get out of the top line of the menus, or the top line of the screen.
Escape. Escape.
Now if you press just the Alt key by itself and focus goes to the Home tab.
Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab.
Then you can press tab to move from these one control to the next, or one tab of the ribbon to the next. So I'll just press tab by itself.
Lower ribbon. Home group.
Oops, my mistake. It went to the lower ribbon. So I'll shift tab and go back.
Home tab.
And people ask me all the time, you know, how do you know when to press tab or shift tab or left arrow and right arrow or enter or spacebar? You really have to just practice, and it depends on where you're at. And even I get confused, so don't feel bad if you can't get it right. It's not something that's always the same. So I'm on the Home tab. I'll press right arrow.
Insert tab.
Focus has gone over to the Insert tab and to the right again.
Design tab.
And Design tab. If I continue pressing right arrow, I'll go across on my computer the Layout tab, the References tab, several other tabs, and eventually we'll get to the Tell Me What You Want to Do edit box. And once you're there, you have to press tab to get out of it. So I'm just going to press right arrow until I get to it. So I'll press that pretty quickly to get there.
Layout tab. References tab. Mailings tab. Review tab. View tab. Developer tab. Acrobat tab. Leaving menu bar. Pane. Edit. Insert F1 help.
And that's it where I heard it say edit, and it said insert F1 help. That's just a JAWS command, but I don't. Insert F1 is going to give you screen-sensitive help no matter where you are, so you can just ignore that. But if I press tab here, focus will move out of it.
Share button.
Over to the right-hand side to a share button on row 2. And then to the right of that, if I tab again.
Menu. Comments submenu.
There's a menu that has some comments and some other choices there as well. Eventually, if you keep pressing tab, focus will move back over to the file tab.
Leaving menus. File tab button.
So I just had to press tab one time there. Now, if you're pressing left arrow to go back, what will happen is once you get to the tell me what you want to do edit box, if I press left arrow here a few times.
Menu. Comment submenu. Leaving menus. Share button.
And you'll notice a minute ago I pressed tab on those two buttons because there's no submenus there. No lower part of the ribbon there. That's why tab worked and also the arrow keys work. So sometimes both work. All right, so left arrow again.
Edit. Insert F1 help.
So there's the quick access toolbar. And if I press shift tab here to get out of that.
Collapse the ribbon button.
Focus is now over on the right-hand side of the screen in a very, very small little button that points up like a little chevron, like a pointing upwards, and that button is called collapse the ribbon. And you don't want to do that, obviously. There's a keystroke to do that. It's Control F1 will collapse the ribbon, and Control F1 again will unhide or uncollapse the ribbon. So collapsing it has the effect of basically leaving just the tabs showing and hiding the lower ribbon. So again, you want to leave it open for the best results for screen readers. So the third, fourth, fifth line, so more or less down, contain the lower ribbon groups, and within each group there are different controls. So I'm going to just press escape a few times to get out of the ribbons.
Escape, escape, escape.
And I'll press Alt and the letter H combined to go to the Home tab.
Alt H, upper ribbon, group box, Home tab.
So just Alt by itself would put focus on the last tab that had focus, whatever tab you were on. And of course you can press these key tips if you have a keyboard and you're if you're using a keyboard, you can use the key tips there. When you press Alt H to go to the Home tab, then the lower ribbon lights up with some key tips for those different groups and controls there. Paste is the letter V as in Victor. Format Painter is the letter F as in Foxtrot, P as in Paul. Some of them are two. The font style combo box is FF, Foxtrot, Foxtrot. The Align Left button is AL, and so on. Of course, you've got the other ones, like R for Replace, FD for Find, quite a few different choices, but that's just the choices on the lower ribbon for the Home tab. So I'm going to press Escape a few times to get out of this.
Escape, escape, escape.
And then I'm going to go back to the ribbon just by pressing Alt-H.
Alt-H. Upper ribbon, group box, Home tab.
And then I'll press just the tab key.
Lower ribbon, Home group box, clipboard group box, paste split button.
Focus is now in the first group of the lower ribbon for the Home group, the clipboard group. There are five controls there. And focus is on a split button, which is the first control. That first control being a split button, the way this works in Office, and it didn't work the last time we did this webinar for 2013. These were not working properly. So if you're participating now in the 2016 lessons, you're going to see some improvements in accessibility for Microsoft. One of them here is to choose the default of a split button, you simply press Enter. To open up a context menu, which is what the bottom part or sometimes the right part of a split button is. It visually looks like a downward pointing arrow. If you press Alt down arrow, you'll get the choices for that context menu.
Alt down arrow, ribbon, lower ribbon, home, clipboard, paste split button, paste table, paste options, keep text only button.
Okay, there was one that said, I think, keep text only, and if I down arrow from there,
menu. Paste special dot 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 control plus V.
There are a few other choices, paste special and set default paste, etc. So for now, I'm just going to press escape a couple of times, two or three times, just to get completely back out of the ribbon.
Escape, escape, escape.
And focus is back in the document again. Now, below the lower part of the ribbon, there could be a ruler bar present or not. That can be turned on or off in the View tab in the Show and Hide group. And below that is going to be the main text area of the document, which takes up the majority of the screen. And then down at the very bottom of the screen, before you get to where the status bar is for the Start button and the Task bar and system tray and things like that, there is a status bar for Microsoft Word, and on it has the buttons for the page number, the word count, macro recording, a read mode button, print layout, and so on. You could also have one or more task panes open, and those could be visible from time to time, depending on what you were doing the last session that you were working in Word, or depending on what you're doing at the moment. You could open up those different task panes. So I'm going to press the Alt key by itself just to go to the ribbon again.
Upper ribbon, group box, home tab.
Focuses on the home tab. I'll press tab to go to the lower ribbon, to the paste split button.
Lower ribbon, home group box, clipboard group box, paste split button.
And once you're in there, you can do a couple of different things. You could just press the arrow keys or the tab key to move around. The problem with using the arrow keys and the tab key is that you could miss items that are in those groups, because those groups sometimes contain two or three rows of items or buttons, controls, I should say. And if you're navigating across, let's say, the first row of controls in a group, and you press right arrow, focus can go into the next group to the right, where there might be a couple of other rows of buttons and ribbons. One of the things you'll hear JAWS say as you press tab to move through is you'll hear the group name. So if I'm on the paste split button and I press tab a few times.
Cut button unavailable.
Cut unavailable.
Copy button unavailable.
Copy unavailable.
Format painter button.
Format painter.
Office clipboard dot 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 button.
Office clipboard. And when I hear it say dot dot dot, that means it's going to open up a dialog box like what we're familiar with, as opposed to opening up the ribbon. And that format
Office clipboard dot 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 button.
Office clipboard button is actually a little button in the bottom right corner of the group, and it has a little what looks like a window with a kind of a downward slightly 45 degree angle arrow. And so when you click that or activate it here with the space bar, it opens up the dialog box, and I'll go ahead and press enter on that.
Pane. Click an item to paste colon. Click an item to paste colon list.
And in this case, it didn't open a dialog box like I was thinking. It opened up the clipboard paste clipboard pane, which now is on the left-hand side. So I'll leave that open for now. I'm going to go ahead and press Alt to go back to the Home tab.
Upper ribbon, group box, Home tab.
And I'll press just tab to go to the lower ribbon.
Lower ribbon, Home group box, clipboard group box. Paste split button.
So I heard JAWS say clipboard group box and then paste split button. If I just press tab a few times to go past that clipboard.
Cut button unavailable. Copy button unavailable. Format painter button. Office clipboard dot 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 button.
The office clipboard button. If I press tab now, listen to what it says.
Font edit combo collapsed. Calibri.
Said font and it said Calibri.
Font size edit combo collapsed. 14.
14 point size.
Grow font button.
And then you have your, so this is your font group. If I press Control plus the right arrow, I can move to the next group and skip over the other buttons in this group.
Paragraph group box. Bullet split button.
Bullet split button in the paragraph group box. The paragraph group box is the third group. Control right arrow again will go to the next group, which is the styles group.
Styles group box. Styles button.
And focus is actually on the styles button, which is kind of on the right-hand side, almost at the right edge of the screen, just to the right of what I see visually says book title type of style. If I press control right arrow again.
Editing group box. Find split button.
Focus is on the editing group. On my computer, it's the last group. And control right arrow again.
Leaving menu bar. File tab button.
Takes us to the file tab. And then control right arrow again.
Save button.
Save button on the cat. Control right again.
Upper ribbon. Home tab.
The home tab of the upper ribbon, and control right again.
Lower ribbon. Home group box. Clipboard group box. Paste split button.
And back to the paste split button in the clipboard group. So pressing control and your arrow keys will move you from one group to another, which is a nice way to get from one spot to another fairly quickly. Now, as I mentioned, that one or more task panes could be ready or could be open at any given time. So we did, just a minute ago, I opened up the clipboard task pane. Let's go ahead and open up a different one here. Let's go ahead and open up the I think what I want to do is open up the Styles task pane. And to do that, I'm going to press Control-Shift and the letter S as in Styles. Control-Shift-S.
Control-Shift-S.
I think because I was on the ribbon, it probably didn't do it. So let me press Escape a couple of times.
Escape.
Get focus back in the document. And now I'll try that. Control-Shift-S as in Sierra.
Control-Shift-S. Style name colon edit combo. Normal.
And that opens the Styles pane for me, where I can apply styles. It said normal is the default style. And we're going to talk a lot more about styles in this class, especially on Thursday. But we'll do some basic stuff today. Here's the normal style. And to move around now, aside from the ribbon, you've got the main document area. You've got two task panes open. You've got the footer of the page. To move around to these different areas, you press F6 and Shift F6 to go backwards. So I'm going to press just F6 to go forward.
F6. Pane. Click an item to paste colon. Click an item to paste colon list box C colon backslash Dan backslash FS home backslash online learning backslash office 2016.
Okay, I pressed Control to stop. Jaws from reading, but it went over to the clipboard pane on the left side of my screen. I'll press F6 again.
F6. Status bar toolbar. Page number page 1 of 1 button.
And now it's on the bottom of the screen for the status bar for Microsoft Word, the bottom left on the page number. And once you're there, you could use your left and right arrow keys to navigate through those different buttons. I'll just press F6 to go on.
F6, upper ribbon, group box, home tab.
Focus is now back on the upper ribbon, and F6 again.
F6, document pane, leaving menu bar, print view. Edit.
Puts focus back in the document pane. So once again, if I press F6, I should go to the apply styles.
F6, apply styles, style name colon edit combo, normal.
And if you want to close one of these panes, you can press Control space bar first.
Menu, move.
That opens up a context menu with move as the first choice.
Size.
Size is second.
Close.
Close is third, and I'll press Enter there.
Leaving menus. Print view, edit.
So I heard print view, edit focuses back in the document, and I'll press F6 to move to the clipboard pane.
F6, pane. Click an item to paste colon. Click an item to paste colon.
It said pane too. I like it. Okay, so Control spacebar here to close that one.
Menu, move, close.
And choose close in the context menu there.
Leaving menus, print view, edit.
That just gives me more real estate space without having those task panes all in the way. Let's look at the different versions of Word. As I mentioned, I'm using the Word 2016 desktop version for this part of the class. If I go to the File tab by pressing Alt-F as in Foxtrot.
Alt-F. Backstage View. File. Open tab.
This opens up the Backstage View. And down the left-hand side are categories. The third one from the bottom is Account. And I can just press the letter D, Delta, to activate that one.
Account tab.
And then the backstage view changes to show some information about my account. And if I just press the tab key, I can move through this.
Changed photo link. About me link. Sign up link. Switch account link. Office background combo box. No background. Office theme combo box. Colorful. OneDrive dash Freedom Scientific. Remove sites dash Freedom Scientific link. Menu. Add a service submenu.
Now, right after this add a service menu, everything that I'd pressed tab there for was in basically the first column to the right of the category for the account. There's another column to the right of that, which focus will move to after I press tab here.
Leaving menus. Microsoft Office 365. Version 1706 left paren build 8229.2103 click dash to dash run right paren. Current channel. Access. Excel. OneNote. Outlook. PowerPoint. Publisher. Word. Manage account button.
So the last thing I heard there was manage account button, and that's what I pressed focus to move to. In the process, it read a lot of static text right above that, including the version number on my computer for Microsoft Office 365, which is version 1706, and then it read a build number. In this case, it was 8229.2103, and then it read some of the icons for different access or programs that I have, like Access and Excel, OneNote, PowerPoint and Word, etc. Now, if I continue pressing Tab past the Manage Account button,
menu, updates are automatically downloaded and installed. Update Options submenu.
There's an Update Options button.
Office Insider submenu.
An Office Insider button.
Leaving menus. About Word button.
And an About Word button, which I'll press spacebar on right there.
About Microsoft Registered Word 2016. Microsoft Registered Word 2016 MSO left paren 160.8229.2086 right paren 64-bit Microsoft software license terms warning colon this computer program is protected by...
Okay, I stopped it from reading by pressing the control key. Now, this dialog box has become more accessible in the fact that you can actually tab through the static text here and read it if you need to. So if I press tab...
Product ID colon 002.
I hear the product ID. Tabbing again.
Session ID colon.
Tells me the session ID.
Third party notices link.
There's a link for third party notices.
Microsoft software license terms. Supplement to Microsoft service agreement.
And then I get into the Microsoft software license terms, and I could actually down arrow and read through this.
Microsoft, thank you for choosing a Microsoft Office 365.
And then if I continue, I go to the OK button.
Warning, OK button. Microsoft Registered Word 2000.
And back to the link for Microsoft Word version. So here I'm using Microsoft Word 2016. It says MSO, 16.0.8229. And that's the key that I want to mention. I'm going to open up Word on my other computer here, on my laptop, which does not have a subscription to Office 365. And I'll go to the File tab of it. Obviously, that's not going to show up on your screen because it's a separate computer. But here, if I choose About Word, I see that I'm running 16.0.4549.1000. So 16.0.4549 versus what you have on the lesson computer with 16.0.8229. So you can see there's quite a difference in the version numbers between what would be the standard desktop version of Microsoft Office that gets installed when you just install the desktop computer versions software. The older way we used to do it, I guess, would be the way of saying that. Or if you have an installer that is installing from a local hard drive, like your IT department might give you that as well. For now, I'm going to press Escape to get out of the About Microsoft Word dialog box.
Escape. Backstage.
And Escape to get out of the Backstage view.
Escape. Print view. Edit.
Focuses back in the document itself. Okay. Looking at my notes. I had mentioned in my notes, well, what if I wanted to copy that information? And JAWS has something called speech history that not a lot of people know about. You can press Insert Spacebar first, and you'll hear a pop sound. I hear a kind of pop sound. I pressed Insert Spacebar, and then I let go. And at that point, we're in a layered mode, telling JAWS we want to do something different, and we're going to press a keystroke to tell JAWS what to do. Once you get into layered mode, you can do things like R for research it, S for silencing speech, and in this case, what I'm looking for is H for history, so I'll press H.
Speech history, edit.
And the speech history holds a string of the last 50 strings of, it holds the text of the last 50 strings of spoken text that were spoken by the speech synthesizer. It can be very helpful if you don't understand what JAWS is speaking or if you need to copy something that JAWS said. So at the bottom of the list of these items in the speech history,
edit,
is the word edit. And if I press up arrow,
print view,
then I'll hear print view,
about Word button,
going backwards basically,
account group box, backstage view, Microsoft registered sign Word 2016 MSO left paren 160.8229.2086 right paren 64-bit.
So if I wanted to, I could just hold down the shift key and press end, END.
Selected. Microsoft registered sign Word 2000.
To select that or any of the other text in the speech history and copy it and then go out and paste it somewhere. So the speech history is a great way to pop open something that you can either copy from or see visually if you can see the screen and figure out what's going on. Sometimes the words are chained together, so it's a little bit difficult to understand what JAWS says. And a lot of times I'll open up the speech history just to see, well, what did it say? And then maybe spell the word if I need to look at it.
Escape. Blank.
Okay, I pressed Escape to get out of the speech history. Let's talk a little bit about setting some word preferences. Back in your lesson, I'm just going to switch back over to the lesson real quick.
Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren.
In the browser,
F6, browser window, open the documentation in a new browser.
There was a link, the first link on the lesson was open the documentation in a new browser window.
Preferences in Word 2016 opens a new window link.
And then there is a link in the document for preferences in Word 2016. If you'd like to open that, I'll go ahead and press enter on that. If you opened up the documentation outside of the training room, you should be able to find it. Let's see, where am I here?
We will not take the time in class to go through. Open the preferences in Word 2000.
There it is. I got off of it, so I'll press enter.
New browser window, http://www.freedomscientific.com.
And I'll pull that document into view.
Shift windows right arrow.
And maximize the screen.
Windows up arrow.
So this is a document for setting Microsoft Word preferences. And in here I talk about how autocorrect automatically corrects typing errors and basically encourages people to continue using the same patterns when they're typing. So if you type T-E-H instead of T-H-E, you type that incorrectly, Word will autocorrect it for you. The problem with it that I have is that you don't learn to type it correctly. You just keep typing it the same way, and people just get more sloppy type as typists. And then those errors really show up when you go to a program that doesn't use autocorrect for typing, and you find yourself having to retype everything anyway. So I prefer not to have it on, but that's a personal preference. And just looking at something here in the
Freedom
chat
Scientific
area.
Scientific Training Room left.
Okay, so I see that Sarai said, where is the Show All Styles button when they're hidden? It depends, like the Control Shift S styles button.
Preferences in Word 2016-Internet Explorer. New
That's preferences.
Freedom Science document. Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016-Lesson 1-Internet Explorer. New browser window. Introduction.
So when you're pressing Control Shift S to move to the Apply Styles task pane. Let me go back into Word.
Preferences in Word. Freedoms. Document 1-Word.
And I'll press the Alt key to go to the ribbon.
Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab.
And I'll press the Tab key to go to the lower ribbon.
Lower ribbon. Home group box. Clipboard group box. Paste split button.
So that's the paste split button, the first of five buttons in the clipboard group. I'll do a Control right arrow to go to the font group.
Font edit combo collapsed. Calibrate.
And these dialog launchers are usually at the end of this group, and there's quite a few buttons here in the font group, so I'm going to control right arrow to the paragraph group to the right of that.
Paragraph group box. Bullet split button.
Focuses on the bullet split button. And now what I'll do is I'll shift tab to go backwards into the font group, and that will put focus on the last item in the font group, which is that dialog launcher.
Font group box. Font dot 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 button.
And it said font group box, that's the group it's in. It said font dot 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 button to let me know. I'll open up that font dialog box. I think this is a slightly different one, Sarai.
Leaving menu bar.
So this brings up the font dialog box as opposed to the styles dialog box.
Escape.
I think the styles dialog box is the same one as you'll get over on the right-hand side of the styles group. If I kept, you know, doing that same sort of thing, moving from group to group, and then shift tab into the prior group to get to that dialog launcher. You get the different styles and different types. So they're in different places on the ribbon.
Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016-Lesson 1-Internet Explorer. Preferences in Word 2016-Internet
Okay, we were looking
Explorer.
At preferences in Word. So you can get in there and change your autocorrect options, things like changing two initial capitals, changing things like capitalizing the first letter of sentences, capitalizing the first letter of table cells. Let me go back into Word real quick.
Document 1-Word.
So if I type the number
word. Print 1, period.
And a period, and press the space bar, and then type hello, and then press enter. See, on my computer, I've already got it turned off, but if you were doing that and you had the autocorrect and spelling corrections and different things set for the different autocorrect settings and word preferences that you have, you would find that that would make a number 2 period, and you would have started a numbered list. If you type an asterisk
star
and a word and press enter before you change all these things, that would start a bulleted list. And if you just typed a word lowercase, as you type the first word, even if you typed it lowercase, would become capitalized, whether it needs to be capitalized or not. So those are just some of the different settings that you can change there. Capitalize first letter of sentences. There are also some tabs there for checking for, as I mentioned, the automatic numbered lists and bulleted lists, and so on. So that's in that document. I'm not going to go through it right now, but feel free to do that, on your own, just to get your preferences set if you've not done that before. So we talked about different versions of Microsoft Word. The thing about the versions right now that I wanted to mention is that
preference, new browser window.
As Microsoft is putting their main development in the 365 branch, so if you have the subscription version for Office 365, and then you download the desktop apps from that version, the desktop apps are being updated about once a month. The one that I had on my other computer that I was talking about that had the older version, 16.4 something, that one will probably be updated every 2 or 3 months. Who knows? I'm not sure exactly Microsoft's timeline, but eventually you would think that they would get them all updated. But the efforts, as you can tell probably just by looking at the difference in the version numbers, the efforts that Microsoft is putting into accessibility and into future development is really going into the 365 branch first, and then at some point those changes will hopefully be rolled out to the standalone desktop versions. And again, I can't say exactly when or how that might happen.
Menu bar.
Preferences back in Microsoft
and document Word. Document 1-Word.
So that's a section there on setting word preferences. Let's go ahead and change the default font and point size. Now, I had changed mine already from the webinar I did a few days ago, but it's very easy to change it back. And what I'm going to do is press Alt-H to move to the Home tab of the ribbon.
Alt-H, upper ribbon, group box, Home tab.
And then I'm looking for the font button, which is item 16 in the font group of the lower ribbon. And I could press FN. That's a two-step keystroke. F is in Foxtrot, N is in November.
Leaving menu bar, edit, font dialog, font page, font colon edit combo.
To open that group. One quick note, if you're using the JAWS virtual ribbon menu feature, which keeps you confined into the groups without escaping, without getting lost, which is nice for people who are beginning, you cannot use the key tips at the same time. You have to use one or the other. You have to use either the JAWS virtual ribbon menu feature or turn that off and use the key tips that are built into Word. So you just have to learn one method or the other to actually get things done there. So a faster way to open up the font dialog box was just to press Control-Shift-F as in Foxtrot. They recommend that you use non-serif fonts for the best for low vision, and they recommend 14-point as the ideal size, I guess, for low vision users for large print. So I've got mine set to Calibri 14. If you had it set from out of the box, it would be Calibri Body.
Calibri Light, Californian FB.
And it might be 11 point, if I remember right. So what I'm going to do is just to switch it to something different for this class, just to show you how to do it. How about I say I want to switch to the older style of Arial, AR. I just type AR in that font combo box. And then down arrow.
Arabic typesetting.
Arabic typesetting.
Arial.
And then there's Arial. So if you were looking for Calibri, you could type CA and then down arrow to find it. And you'd be looking for the regular Calibri, not the Calibri body. Or you could be looking for something like Tahoma, maybe. As long as it's a non-serif font, that's what you're looking for. And I'm hoping that Tahoma is a non-serif font. I have to look and see. I haven't tried that lately. Okay, so I had chosen Arial. I'll press the tab key.
Font style colon edit combo, regular.
Font style is the next thing, and you want it to say regular as opposed to bold or italics, etc.
Size colon edit combo, 14.
And I had set mine to 14 from 11 earlier, but let's just say I wanted to change it to 12, just to be
12.
Something different. Once you've done this, you could press enter, but don't do it. You could press enter, and that would save the font style for this document only. Okay? But what you want to do is to maybe set it so that it's your default for your everyday documents that you open up in Microsoft Word. Down in the lower left-hand corner of that dialog box is a button that says Set as Default, and you could either click on it or choose Alt and the letter D Delta to activate the Set as Default button, and I'll go ahead and do that.
Alt D, font dialog, font page, Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to set the default font to Arial, 12 points for colon, OK button?
There are a couple of radio buttons here, and focus is on the OK button, so I'll tab until I find the radio buttons. The first place I press tab to will be the cancel button.
Cancel button.
And then I'll hear the radio button.
This document only radio button checked.
It says this document only radio button checked. Here I'll press down arrow.
All documents based on the normal dot dot and template radio button checked.
And I want to make this change for all documents based on the normal period DOTM template. That's normal, D is in Delta, O is in Oscar, T is in Tango, M is in Mike, dot M template. So I changed it from this document only to all documents based on that normal template, and I'll press enter.
Document 1-Word.
Okay, now that closes the font dialog box. And I'm going to close the document, Control F4. If it asks me to save any changes, I will say no.
Microsoft Word. Want to save your change?
Or, in this case, don't save.
Close don't save button.
And press spacebar to do that. So what I've done is I closed the document only with Control F4, leaving the parent window open. If you press Alt F4, you would have closed the parent window and the child window, which is the document itself. All I was doing with Control F4 was just closing the child window, which was the document. Now I can press Control N as in November to open up a new document.
Control N, Document 2, Print View, Edit.
And now if I look at my ribbon, I can see that I have Arial 12 point as the default font size for this document and all documents going forward based on the new template. The normal template, I should say, sorry. Make that distinction. Now let's go back and look at Control-Shift-F Foxtrot again.
Control-Shift-F, font dialog, font page, font colon edit.
Just wanted to point out that if you were to press tab to go through here, there are a lot of other places where you can change things like the font color, underline style, which is currently set to none. And I would stay away from underlines because people think that if they see underlined text, they think it's often a link. So I try not to use it anymore. But you could change things to strike through, double strike through, superscript, small caps, all caps, and a lot of other things like that. There's also down at the bottom, as we talked about before, the set as default button and the text effects button and some other things like the OK and cancel button. For now, I'm just going to press escape to get out of that. I just wanted to show you that. There are some other controls there if you wanted to tab through.
Escape.
And make
print
some changes.
View, edit.
The thing about putting things in your template for the normal template is the fact that if Word ever crashes, and it does, you know, as much as any other program, I guess, more or less sometimes, you can't say for sure when, but if it does crash at some point, and if the normal .m template becomes corrupted, which it may do if you had a document open, then Word will automatically recreate the new normal .m template. And so that effort that you spent to change the default font and point size would be gone. And that's why I don't recommend that you change a whole lot in the normal .m template, because it is very likely that at some point it's going to get deleted and recreated, and then you'd lose all your work. Well, what is a template, you might ask? Well, a template is really just a group of styles or a collection of styles. And a lot of people may not notice it, but actually everything you do in Microsoft Word is a style of some sort. So if I were to type something.
Period. Hello there.
And if I put my focus at the beginning of that line by pressing the home key.
Home. H.
And then press Control-Shift-S for style to bring up the styles dialog box.
Control-Shift-S. Style name colon edit combo. Normal.
That style, excuse me, that style that I was using without making any changes when I was just typing in the document is called normal. And if you press the tab key here, you'll see that there's a reapply button.
Reapply button.
And a modify button.
Modify dot 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 button.
And when you press spacebar on that modify button.
Modify style dialog. Properties. Name colon edit. Normal.
There you see, or you can explore, the different font, the different style properties for the normal style. And if you tab through here, of course it shows that it's Arial 12, because that's what I set it for. But it also shows things like the fact that it's left aligned, the fact that it's set for, in this case, multiple line spacing of 1.08, the points after a line are 8 points. Excuse me. There is widow and orphan control, etc. Different things like that that show up, and you could modify them. You could change it to bold or italic or underline for your font if you wanted it to. You could change it to different colors and sizes and different things like that as well. If you look down at the bottom of the Modify Styles dialog box, there's a button there that says Format, and you can reach it with either clicking on it or pressing Alt-O.
Alt-O. Menu. Font dot dot dot.
And here I hear the word font dot dot dot.
Paragraph dot dot dot.
And as I press down arrow, there's paragraph, and then there's tabs, border, and some other things as well. In those couple of places, you can modify your font even more. For now, I'm going to press Escape to get out of this.
Escape. Menu. Format button. Menu.
Escape to get out of the Format button and hopefully the Modify Style.
Escape. Print View. Edit. Modify
focuses,
dot 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 button.
Focuses back in the document. I heard it say Print View. And I'll press F6 to go to the Apply Styles task pane, which was still open.
F6. Status bar toolbar. Page number page 1 of 1 button.
Actually, it might have been there already. I wasn't listening. So it went to the toolbar, the status bar. I'll press Shift F6 to go back.
Shift F6. Apply Styles.
There it is. So it was on the Apply Styles task pane. And I'll press Control Spacebar.
Print View.
And choose Close.
Close. Leaving Menus. Edit.
Okay. So all I did there was just to take a quick look at the default, in this case, what our normal template looks like and how it uses just the normal style. What we're going to do in the class next on Thursday is we'll actually create a style template of our own that's actually separate from the default normal.m style. That way you can make a backup copy of it. I mean, you could actually make a copy of the normal.m file too, but I think it's better just to have your own style sheet to work with. And that's what we're going to do. We'll create our own style sheet or guide, if you will. Template, I think is a better word. creating, retrieving, and saving documents. So one of the ways I already showed you was by pressing Control N as in November to create a new document.
Control N, document 3-word.
Now I have document 3 up there. You can press Control F6 to cycle between the open documents.
Control F6, document 2-word.
There's print document view. 2.
Control F6, document 3.
And document 3, and I had already closed document 1.
Control F6, document 2-word, print view, edit.
And I'm back in document 2 there. Another way to do this is just to go to the File tab by pressing Alt and letter F, Foxtrot.
Alt F, Backstage View, File, Info tab.
Focuses on the Info tab, and when you down arrow,
New tab.
You hear New tab. Now, whenever you hear the word tab spoken after one of these categories on the File tab, then when you move to it, everything on the right-hand side, which is the Backstage View on the right-hand side, has changed to show other options. So it's almost like a multi-page dialog box with the multi-page tabs being on the left side going vertical as opposed to across the top. But when you down arrow through here,
open tab.
I heard open tab. Now the backstage view on the right has changed again. There are a couple of columns over there with different controls. If I down arrow again,
file menu, save.
Now I heard something different. I heard file menu, save. So if I hear the word menu, that means when I press enter, I'm going to get the save dialog box that pops up, or
leaving menus, save as tab.
There's a save as tab, and it said leaving menus, and then I heard the word tab. So if I press enter on save as, I'm going to get the backstage view again, which basically came up, and then I'll get the chance to rename the document. So the key is listening what JAWS is saying there. If you are going to press up and down arrow in the backstage view and you hear the word tab, things are changing on the right side. So I'm going to go back up to the new tab.
File menu, save, leaving menus, open tab, new tab.
Okay, now focuses on the new tab. And what I'm going to do is just switch over and check something real quick.
Document 3, introduction to Micros preferences, Freedom Scientific Training Room Internet Explorer, Freedom Scientific Training Room. Document 2-word.
I was just checking to see if there were any other questions here in the chat area, and I didn't see any. Okay, so on the new tab, once you're there and the backstage view has updated on the right, you can tab forward.
Search for online templates, edit.
Search for online templates.
Start searching button.
And then a button to start the search.
Business button.
And you can search for things like business, and to the right of that is industry, personal, design sets, etc., over to the right. And you can use your arrow keys to move through those.
Industry button. Personal button.
If you press tab here, you'll move to the next section, which is a link, I think.
Featured link.
A featured link, and that's the ones that are, I believe, are visible on the screen right now. But you also have one called personal there that...
Personal link.
You can tab to. And as I tab again...
Blank document button.
Focuses on a blank document button to create a blank document basically in the backstage view, and this would close the backstage view and open up the plain blank document like we've been working with and getting when you press Control N as in new. At this point though, you could arrow across,
welcome to Word button, pin status colon pinned,
and look at some of the different templates that are there for you.
Dan reports button, pin and status colon unpinned.
I have one there that I call Dan reports that has different font styles and headings that I use when I create my reports.
Single space left paren blank right paren button.
Single space blank is a default template that comes with Word.
Creative resume designed by.
There's a creative resume and design, and so on. These are arranged in rows and columns, and you can just arrow through them to find what you want. Now, most of the time, I find that these are not necessarily all accessible, so just take that with a grain of salt. Some of them may be, and some of them may not. So if you find some that are not accessible, don't be too surprised. So I could go back over to the new blank document by pressing left arrow.
Single, Dan Rip, welcome to blank document button.
Here in the backstage view and press enter.
Document 4-word.
And now I have document 4 open. Now what if I wanted to save a document? I could do Control S, like we're used to.
Control S, Backstage View, File, Save As Tab.
And that brings up the Save As dialog box. In this case, because I've never saved the document before, if the document had a name and I pressed Control S, then it would just save it as the latest version of that name. I wouldn't see the Backstage View again. So when you do get into the Backstage View, if you're on the Save As tab, then you have to press Tab to move forward through the Backstage View.
Saving Features, Recent Tab.
And where do you want to save it? You could save it in Recent, you could down arrow through here and find OneDrive, and eventually find a Browse button to browse to the folder of your choice on your computer. There's a third column over to the right that has some things that show folders that were used on my computer today, and then some older focus folders that were used in prior webinars in different places when I was working. Okay. For now, I'm going to press Escape and get out of the Backstage View, because it takes a few steps to find what you want here and where to save a document.
Escape. Edit.
Focus is back in the document. I heard it say Edit. So instead of having to go back through the Backstage View to save files, you can just press Function Key F12. And I'll do that now.
F12. Save as dialog. File name colon. Edit combo. Doc4.docs.
That brings up the Save As dialog box. And then you can go ahead and do the normal things where you would save your document. Just type a name and perhaps press Enter. It depends on where you have it set to save. I have mine set to save in a folder called Dan, so it just defaults to that folder. For now, I'll press Escape to get out of that.
Escape. Print View. Edit.
What if you wanted to open a document? Again, if you went to the File tab with Alt-F.
Alt-F. Backstage View. File. Info tab.
And then down arrow to open.
New tab.
There's new tab. Remember the word tab.
Open tab.
And there's the word open tab. Again, so the Backstage View changed. Now I would have to tab over to the second column.
Open. Recent tab.
For recent or shared with me or OneDrive, etc. Or I could tab eventually over to the third column and choose things like today.
Recent documents group box. Recent documents list box. Social media target dates for training.
And so on. But eventually you'll find where you want to save the or open the document, and you can open it from there. There's also a browse button, and I'm going to press Escape to get out of this.
Escape.
Backstage
Edit.
View. Because there's a much faster way to do it. Remember, F12 is to save a document. That's a Microsoft Office keystroke. And then you can use Control F12 to bring up the Open dialog.
Control F12. Open dialog.
That brings up the Open dialog like you're used to, just right away without having to go through the Backstage View. Now, the spell check has changed quite a bit since the last time we taught this class in the Office 2013 environment. For now, I'm going to press Escape to get out of the File Open dialog.
Escape. Print View. Edit.
And I'm just going to type in some text here. I'll type in a sentence with a misspelled word or two.
T-A.
I changed it on one of my misspelled words, so I'm going to type
period.
Another word, misspelling. I'll press Control Home and go to the top of the document.
Top of file. Today is Tuesday and it is a great day.
So I misspelled the word Tuesday and I misspelled the word great. And what I'll do is I'll start the spell check by pressing Function Key F7.
F7. Pain. Tuesday colon T-U-E-S-S-S-D-A-Y, spelling colon not in dictionary, original sentence edit. Today is Tuesday and it is a great day.
So I heard some things there. It's not in the dictionary because I misspelled it so horribly. there is a suggestion for Tuesday. So what I'm going to do is just press the tab key.
Read original sentence button.
There's a button that says read original sentence.
Suggestions. Tuesday, similar to colon left bracket, no reference information, right bracket, split button.
Now there's one that says Tuesday.
Tuesdays, no reference information, split.
And there's another one for Tuesdays, plural. So I'll just go back to the one that says Tuesday.
Tuesday, similar to.
And press Enter.
Grot colon G-R-A-T-E, spelling colon not in dictionary. Suggestions. Great. G-R-E-A-T. Original sentence read only edit. Today is Tuesday and it is a Gras day.
So what I'm hearing there is some interesting information. It's telling me the original sentence, which it wasn't doing before, and I'm not positive. I think that's a word change, not so much a JAWS change, but it could be JAWS that's changed too. In either case, I'm going to just press the tab key to move forward through the spelling grammar pane, not the grammar pane, but the editor pane here.
Read original sentence button.
There's a button for reading the original sentence.
Suggestions. Great. Similar to colon countless. Huge. Famous split button.
Okay, and then there's a choice for a different button. And it didn't spell it, so I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Great. Similar to colon countless.
And I'll do that twice quickly to spell it. Insert up arrow spells the current line.
G-R-B-A-T, comma, space, S.
And then it started going on with something about similar to countless, huge, and famous. So I heard it spelled G-R-E-A-T. That's the one I want, and I'll just press enter.
Ignore once button. Original sentence read only edit. Today is Tuesday and it is a great day.
Okay, now I'm getting something here that's telling me that I might want to change this to it's a wonderful day or a momentous day, you know, different things like that, some other grammar choices, which I could just press tab to move through.
Read original sentence button. A wonderful day split button. A momentous day split button. An enjoyable day split button.
And then I could press enter to change one.
Document 4. View. Edit. Readability statistics dialog. Counts words 9 characters, 36 paragraphs, 1 sentences, 1 average.
Okay, I stopped it from reading, and I've got JAWS, not JAWS, I've got Microsoft Word set to show the readability statistics dialog box when it pops up. And I'm just going to press escape to get out of that. It's not going to make much sense in this just one sentence document anyway.
Escape. Print view. Edit.
Let me go back and try a different Shift misspelled delete. Word.
Del- B.
So I typed in a word or a sentence.
The girl threw the ball to her dog.
The girl threw the ball to her dog, but I misspelled
Top
through.
Of file.
I press Control Home, and I'll start the spell check again with F7.
F7. Pain. Through colon THRUGH. Spelling colon not in dictionary. Suggestions. Through THROUGH. Original sentence read only edit. The girl threw the ball to her dog.
Okay, so the spelling editor task pane has changed a little bit, even since the last time I was noticing it in preparing for this class. So I have a feeling it's a Microsoft Word change that's come out. But if I wanted to hear that word again, I know that there's a repeat sentence button if I tab to it, but I can also press Insert C, Charlie, to read the current word in context.
The girl threw the ball to her dog.
And I can hear the girl threw the ball to her dog is the correct sentence that the misspelled word is in. Now I could tab through the spelling choices that we've got here.
Read original sentence button.
There's that read original sentence, which would do the same thing as insert C.
Suggestions. Through, similar to colon finished, from side to side, across split button.
Okay, now I'm not seeing the spelling of through like T-H-R-E-W that I would want here. So what I could do is I could go back over to the document and change it there, or I could actually go back up to
through colon THRUGH. Through colon THRUGH.
I just pressed Shift Tab a couple of times to go back to the actual spelling error in the grammar in the editor pane.
Space T H R U U U.
There are a couple of other. I was going to edit it there, but it doesn't look like I can edit it there unless I'm doing something wrong.
H.
Nope, it doesn't. So what you could do is you could press F6 or shift, actually in this case, Shift F6 to go back to the document.
Shift F6, Document 4, Print View, Edit, Document THRU.
And focuses at the beginning of the misspelled word where I could change it there. Another way you can do this is to press Shift F10 or the application key while you're on a misspelled word.
Shift F10, Context Menu, Add to Dictionary.
And then you could down arrow through the choices there. There are also some buttons in the spelling pane, which is now called the editor pane, and also the spelling context menu that I've gotten here, that I could choose, for example, the letter A to add to dictionary, G for ignore all, S for see more,
escape,
and so
spelling
on.
Sub-menu.
I'm just
going to
press
escape
to get out
leaving
of the
menus.
Context menu that I had there.
Escape.
And I'll press F6 to move to the editor task pane.
F6, pane. Through colon THRUGH, spelling
colon.
And
for now, I'm just going to press control space bar.
Menu, move, close.
And choose close.
Leaving menus.
Now, in the earlier lessons, I thought initially that you had, you know, we used to press Alt plus the letter A to choose the add button, or Alt plus the letter I to choose the ignore button. Where you have those buttons or those choices available now in 2016, and it was that way with 2013 as well, I just didn't know it at the time, was that you leave off the Alt key. So if you wanted to choose the Ignore Once button and it's available, you can just press the letter I. You don't have to press Alt I. If you wanted to add a word to the dictionary that's actually spelled correctly and it doesn't recognize it as a word that's in the dictionary, you could just press the letter A as opposed to Alt A like we used to do. So just keep that in mind. If you want to choose the Change button and it's available, you can press the letter C for change. And I mentioned you could also use the application key as well. When you're on a word that's misspelled, there are several different ways you can do spelling and things like that in Microsoft Word. As in most programs, there's two or three different ways you can do these things. Now, if you wanted to add the grammar check that's inserted, let's see if I've got it here. I'm going to press Control A and select everything, delete it. And I'm going to type in a sentence with two spaces. And press the period key.
Period. Today is Tuesday.
Now, when I pressed Enter, I have a double underline that shows a grammar error visually under the words today and is, because I've got two spaces there. And I'll press Function key F7 to start the spell check.
F7. Pane. Today is. Grammar colon remove extra space between words. Suggestions. Today is. T-O-D-A-Y space I-S period. Original sentence read only edit. Today is Tuesday.
So it told me the original sentence. It said that the grammar suggestion was to remove an extra space between the words. And it told me the two words initially. If I heard it, you know, if I was listening closely, it said today is. And then it said the suggested word is today space is with one space. So I'm going to tab forward until I hear the suggestion today is.
Read original sentence button.
There's the read original sentence button.
Suggestions. Today is split button.
And there's the suggestion. I'll press enter on that.
Document 4. View. Edit. Readability statistics dialog. Counts words 3.
And again, the readability statistics came up, and I'm going to press escape to get out of that.
Escape. Print view. Edit.
Okay, so let's go ahead and I'll show you how to set that readability statistics if you want to. I'm going to go to the File tab, Alt-F.
Alt-F, Backstage View, File, Info tab.
And I'm going to go to Options, which is the letter T, Tango. It's also the last item in the File tab if you're looking there. In the Categories, I guess.
Leaving Menus, Categories List Box Word Options, General, 1 of 11, Display.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my other computer going again. Okay, so here I am. Focus is in the display category. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for the proofing category. So I'll press down arrow once.
Proofing.
And there it is. And there you have ability to do different things like your autocorrect options and different things. I'm going to press the tab key to move forward.
Autocorrect options dot 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 button. Ignore words in uppercase checkbox checked. Ignore words that contain numbers checkbox checked.
If you continue to press tab through there, I won't do it here in the webinar, but if you continue to press tab as you move through this, you'll find a checkbox that says check spelling as you type, and on mine it's checked. There's another one that says mark grammar errors as you type, and it's checked. And then a few checkboxes past those, close to the closer to the bottom of the dialog box, is a checkbox that says show readability statistics. And I have that one checked as well. Okay, so for now I'm just going to press escape to get out of the word options.
Escape, print view, edit.
And back into the lesson. I'm going to Alt-Tab back over to the lesson.
Document 2-Word, Freedom Scientific Training Room, left paren, moderator, right paren. Freedom's.
Lynette had asked in the chat area, meanwhile, will insert numpad 5.5 work to spell the misspelled word? I don't think it does there, Lynette, because the focus is not actually on the word. So I use the spell word keystroke. But you can try it again next time you're doing a spell check. I seem to recall that insert 5.5, which is the keystroke to spell a word, didn't work, so I did the insert up arrow twice to spell the sentence, and as soon as I heard the word spelled, I pressed control to stop the spelling of the rest of the sentence. Now, in the chat area, or in the document, I'm going to press tab until I find
F7.
That link.
Open the documentation in a new browser. Preferences in Word 2006. Navigation quick keys in Word document opens in Ms. Word link.
There's a link in your documentation for the navigation quick keys in Word document. And I'll press enter on that.
New browser window. http://www.freedomscientific.com/docscenter/archive/training/sample file/navigation-quick-keys-sam-internet-explorer. Open button.
Now, it's not on your screen. Let me shift it over there.
Shift windows right arrow.
So I got an open dialog box, or a dialog box that gives me a choice to open, save, or save as, and I'll choose open.
FreedomScientific.com.
And I think it's opening somewhere, probably in the background.
Freedom Scientific Training Room, left, document 4-word.
I can find it. There it is.
Navigation UI Curoi Sampler dash word dot docs left bracket read dash only right bracket dash word. Print view.
Navigation quick keys in Word. Now this document is just a sample document that you should be able to grab, and it's a link to the document online, so it's not actually in a sample files folder. There are some misspelled words in the document. There are some other things like some track changes. There are some footnotes and endnotes. There are some comments. There's a graphic, there's some headings, some different things, and there's a table in the document that says navigation quick keys for use with Microsoft Word and JAWS. So if I wanted to move to, let's just say a footnote, the first thing you want to do is press insert zebra to turn quick keys on.
Quick keys on.
And when I do that, JAWS says quick keys on. It is a toggle. If I press it again, it'll go off.
Quick keys off.
Quick keys off. The reason you want to toggle it on.
Quick keys on.
Which I pressed again, insert ZZ, is because when you type something like the letter O for a footnote, you don't want to type the letter O in the document when you're looking for a footnote. That's why we switched to this quick key mode. So if I were looking for a footnote now, I can press the letter O.
Navigation quick keys were first used by JAWS in Internet Explorer.
Now, focus actually moved to the first page of the document. I had focus down on the second page where the table was. And if I do a say line here, insert up arrow.
Navigation quick keys footnote 1 are automatically enabled while you are reading with the.
I heard it say navigation quick keys footnote 1 and then are automatically enabled. That footnote 1, if I just do a say character.
Footnote 1.
It just says footnote 1. It's right after the word keys.
Keys. Footnote 1.
And then the word R is after that.
R. Footnote 1.
JAWS Move focused to the actual footnote, which is the first footnote, that's why it's a number one, in the document, and down at the bottom of the page is the actual footnote itself. It's in the footer of the page, and it has the number one beside it, and it said navigation quick keys were first used by JAWS in Internet Explorer, and we heard that footnote read automatically when we moved to it. So let's look again at some of the other keys that we could use. For example, if I wanted to go to a heading, I could just press the letter H.
Page 2, Section 2. Heading 2, Navigation Quick Keys for Use with Microsoft Word and JAWS.
And it moved to Page 2, Section 2. For that heading, I can press H again.
Page 3. Heading 2, Navigation Quick Key Manager.
Move to Navigation Quick Key Manager. There's a graphic down at the bottom of the page. I can press the letter G to move to a graphic.
Picture Freedom Scientific banner with the words Everything in Sight. End of main content on this page.
And so on. So there's a few different keystrokes there that you can use. Navigation quick keys. P for paragraph. S for section. T for table. B for bookmark. A for grammar error. And so on. So I'll leave you with that to practice. For now, I'm going to close it and say no if it asks me any. If I want to save any changes. Changes.
Document
as he loses
4-word.
His voice.
Print view.
And I'll go ahead and close the Word document I was working on.
Microsoft Word. 5% free chat text.
So focus now is back in the training room. And I think that's everything that I had wanted to cover today. Yep, it is. So I'll go ahead and let go of the microphone. If you have a microphone and you want to ask questions, you can do that by pressing the control key and holding it down. If you don't have a microphone or if you don't want to use it, you can also type in the chat area. And you can get there by pressing F8.
F8. Quest.
And I just typed, are there any questions today, and pressed enter. So thanks for joining me today. I'll send out a reminder on Thursday morning before the next webinar. And then I'll send out probably another reminder for the following lesson next week on Wednesday, the day before.
920.
Okay, so Lynette asked, how did you get to the quick reference, quick keys reference? That was the document. There's a link in the lesson. So if you look at the lesson where it says Introduction to Microsoft Word 2016, that page, which is actually the second page of the lesson, has a link at the top of the page that says Open the Documentation in a New Browser Window. If you go down in the list of links or press tab to go to the next link. The next link was, if I can find it.
New browser, open the documentation in a new, preferences in Word.
Preferences in Word 2016. That opens a different document. And then the last link on the page.
Navigation quick.
Was called Navigation Quick Keys in Word Document. So it's a link. It says Navigation Quick Keys in Word Document. Okay, Sarah has asked, how can you save the documentation and the MP3 files to transfer to another location, such as the Victor Reader Stream, little Daisy player that we have, or that's available out there. It's not one that we sell it as part of some of our stuff, too. But to answer the question, if you right-click and you have the choice to save the file, like an MP3 file, just save it to a local drive somewhere and then copy it to your Victor Reader Stream. It's pretty easy to do. I'd have to look up the directory, but there's a folder that you can put it into that makes it, whether it's a Daisy book, you put it in one folder. If it's an MP3 file, I think you put it in another folder. But when I send out the recorded archive later today, I'll send that out to everybody. And it will have a link to the recorded archive itself. There will also be a link to the MP3 file, and there will also be a link to the documentation. So I'll send you an email with the link to three different things in it. And it's just a matter of right-clicking on, for example, the MP3 link and choose Save As. Lynette said she thinks you might be able to put it in the notes folder. I'm not positive.
No, actually with the stream, the DTB folders for the Daisy, the other books folders for the MP3 books, but you missed the little part where I said right-clicking in Outlook. When you right-click those links, no longer gives the Save As an option. That's what I'd asked. Sorry about that.